72-year-old woman returns today. She is married with two children. Her husband accompanied her today. She has recently quit smoking. She drinks beer a couple of days a week. A CT scan of the lumbar spine demonstrates severe L1-2 degenerative disease. Lateral interbody fusions have been performed at L2-3 and L3-4 and appear to be healed. The fusion at L4-5 is solid. The fusion at L5-S1 appears to be consistent with a pseudoarthritis with significant loosening of the S1 screws. Remaining screws appear well fixed. MRI of the lumbar spine, no images, report only, demonstrates severe degenerative changes without significant stenosis at L1-L2. There is a large chronic superior T11 end plate, Schumann's node. No high-grade stenosis is noted throughout the lumbar spine with the exception of mild canal and moderate right foraminal stenosis at L1-L2. At T10-T11, there is a posterior disc bulge causing moderate canal stenosis, although this is not as well visualized on the lumbar MRI. The procedure was L2-4 XLIF with L2-1 posterior fusion and L4-S1 hardware removal. 10/24/23, history of present illness. The patient returned. She is over a year out from surgery. We got a CT and an MRI to evaluate for worsened low back pain, groin pain, and pain down the left leg. She has had some moderate left dense high thigh numbness and pain, which has been present since surgery to some extent, but has been worsening. No bowel or bladder dysfunction or symptoms of myelopathy. On exam, incisions are well healed. She has a grade 1 left hip flexor weakness. Otherwise, she has intact strength and sensation in upper and lower extremities. She has dense numbness in the left L3 distribution. Hips are non-irritable. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. My assessment is 1, L2-4 XLIF with L2-S1 posterior fusion and hardware removal L4-S1 on 10/24/23. 2, L5-S1 pseudoarthritis arthrosis with loosened S1 screws. 3, possible screw breach on the left at L3. The plan is for her to continue to note worsening pain. She has had some numbness and pain in her left thigh since the surgery. We discussed that her pedicles are quite normal and she does have possible slight breach on the left at L3, and this could be contributing to it. The numbness in her thigh could also be due to the lateral approach to the spine, at least in part. I think her biggest issue is her pseudoarthrosis with loosened screws at L5-S1, which would explain her progressive pain. As she has had 2 attempts at a posterior fusion at L5-S1, which have been unsuccessful, I do think that surgery is indicated, but I would recommend an L5-S1 anterior lumbar interbody fusion and posterior spinal fusion. I would also remove the screws from L2-S1 and re-instrument her only from L4-S1 with possible pelvic instrumentation depending on her bone quality interoperatively. She currently takes cyclobenzaprine 10 mg POTID for muscle spasm and sertraline 50 mg POQD for depression. She also takes Tylenol as needed. We reviewed the procedure and its risks and benefits as well as reasonable expectations for outcome, and I will see her back preoperatively. All her questions were answered and answered to her satisfaction.